For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
No one in this town to be near you. No gray skies ever turn blue.
Welcome to the show and a good Monday Eve to you. Mark Arum here, you there. It's 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock. This is the Mark Arum Show, heard Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Gang is all here tonight. Buford produces the show Longoria and that stoic Eskimo work ethic on the other side of the takeout window. Your calls tonight screened by Low T Chuck.
Low T.
We've got a massive show. Massive show tonight for you. We'll discuss the latest on the Roy Moore stuff. We'll have Movie Monday coming up. We've got an amazing prize pack to give away. I want to talk about the Louis C.K. Revelations, which is heartbreaking to me because I just thought he's the funniest dude on the planet, and it stinks that he turns out to be a creepy perv like that. And we all went to that show.
That was great.
Fantastic. I will talk about it. But I want to do the quick weekend wrap-up, see how everyone was this weekend. We'll start with Buford, who took a personal day Wednesday.
Yes.
And then we were off Thursday and Friday, and you got sick on your day off.
I did. So I took a personal day just to kind of relax and take care of some stuff outside of work, and ended up getting sick that day. So I was sick all weekend.
Sick how? Like flu? Cold?
Upper respiratory infection.
And
my mom came into town.
To take
weekend.
Care of you?
No.
Oh. I was be like, wow.
She did bring soup and clothes.
Oh, but, that's good.
Yeah. And so it was a nice weekend.
And clothes?
Now. Yeah, she always brings clothes.
Really?
Yeah, like the sweatshirt.
Like underwear and socks and stuff?
Yeah. Pants.
My mom does that to my brother, too.
Shirts.
My brother's 37.
Well, she texted me. Yeah, I'm 33. I mean, she texted me last week and said, do you want a sweatshirt? It's like, okay. And then she shows up with like $100 worth of clothes.
Did your mom buy you clothes?
No. Chuck, not unless I ask her to.
Chuck, does your mom knit you clothes?
I mean, she used to.
But not
no.
now.
No.
It's not like, hey, I'm bringing you a...
No.
My mom does the same thing for
my
brother.
It's one of those, like, I don't need her to, but yeah. She just does it. All so right. Free stuff's free stuff.
She's commenting on your dressing
much.
Ability.
Yeah.
Low T, how was your weekend? Good weekend?
Yeah, it was good. I didn't do much.
No hunting, no gathering?
Oh, I did.
Tell us about it. Come on.
I was unsexful.
Where and what were you hunting
down
for?
In South Georgia.
Again?
Yeah. Wow. I usually go north. I was down south this time.
All right. Like so. Valdosta area or
kind of west of Macon towards Alabama.
Near right. Erickson's house.
Near Erickson's house.
I was near Erickson's house.
Did
yes.
you what were you backyard. Just going for deer?
Yes.
And you didn't get any?
I did not.
All right. That's okay.
Yeah. Better luck next time.
Yeah. Good job, Bambi, avoiding that bearded son of a gun.
Maybe it's a beard. Maybe that's what I need to get rid of.
Yeah. Well, the pheromones coming off that beard.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
It's either that or the
you
smell.
Know what you need to do?
What?
And O'Neal Williams taught me this years ago. You got to rub deer urine in your beard.
In my beard?
Yes.
I mean, I had
we'll
plenty
that,
of it on.
We'll do that Wednesday at Marlowe's.
Yeah, that's what I'm going
to
yes. do.
By the way, before we get to Longoria's weekend, this Wednesday, 7 to 9, we'll be at Marlowe's in Roswell doing a live broadcast. So please come out and see us. A lot of people already, I mean, like no
fun.
One related with the station are excited about this. Apparently there's going to be a big crowd out there. So
yeah.
It should be fun. Also, before we get to Longoria. Do we have any empty slots yet for the Christmas card list, or have we filled up?
No, we're good. People can keep sending me.
Okay, if you want a Mark Arum Show Christmas yes. card, you need to email your name and mailing address. Your name and mailing address, not your email address. We have to mail these. USPS, baby.
Yes.
We need your full name and mailing address. Email that to lowtchuck@wsbradio.com. L-O-T, no, no, L-O-W-T, Chuck. CHUCK at WSBRadio.com.
Yeah, radio.WSBRadio.com.
One more time. Low T Chuck at WSBRadio.com. And you will be on. And we're limited to 300. So
yep.
Once we hit 300, that's it. We're done. We're donezo. All right, Longo, good weekend?
Yeah. I took the girls to Sesame Street Live.
How was that?
It was good.
Where was it?
Infinite
Energy Center?
Yeah.
All right. I like how you're all cool Cobb County guy. Infinite. Infinite.
Second row.
Really?
Yeah.
You're welcome.
No.
Did I give you those tickets?
No. Didn't.
How'd you get them? Erickson?
No. Like a pre-sale.
Oh, very
because
cool.
We bought stuff like that from the kids.
Yeah,
they,
yeah.
I think they have like the so frozen is that, one there.
That's with the tall, like full-sized?
Yeah.
So there's like people in the costume
yeah,
dancing
Big
around.
Yeah, Big Bird, Monster.
Snuffleupagus?
No, they did not.
Well, because that would take a lot. That'd be a lot.
It'd be like three people.
And your kids love Sesame Street.
Oh, yeah.
That was my favorite show growing up.
They had a really good time.
Well, what's the garbage can guy?
Oscar the Grouch.
Oscar the Grouch.
Yeah, was he there?
Yeah.
Nice.
He just had a trash cannon and he was walking in it.
Yeah. I had a crush on Maria
from
Sesame Street.
Yeah.
Little Boricua. Yeah. She's 90 now.
Yeah, she is.
But the girls enjoyed it?
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
They got all sugared up and everything.
Yeah. Cotton candy.
Cotton candy, cookies, everything.
I love it.
Yeah.
All right. I have a story about a kid. I'll tell you in a second. I had one of the most epic weekends of all time.
Okay.
I'm going to just fire through it real quick. So Friday night, I got invited to see Redman perform live at MJQ on Ponce de Leon.
I saw that.
So Redman from Method Man, Redman,
right.
Classic hip-hop artist. And here's the only rub. The show was at Friday at 11 p.m. Doors open at 11. So the show wasn't going to start
until midnight.
Doors open at 11. And I get invited to it by the promoter, Rasta Root, who's the DJ. They were celebrating their 12th year of Face-Off Fridays at MJQ, which if you're an old-school hip-hop fan, got to check it out. So I love Rasta Root. He invited me, and I love Redman. So I was like, I got to figure out a way to do this. So I jimmied it, made it work, took an extra long nap Friday night, got up, went to MJQ at 11 to see Redman. Doors open at 11. Me and my buddy Al went, and he didn't go on until midnight. But the coolest part was I got to go in the DJ booth with Rasta and the other DJs that run the joint. And it was like... Like the champagne room,
yeah,
at a dance club. If you know, there's they're free drinks and it was, and I'm right on the stage, and then Redman came out and did six songs, phenomenal. It was just awesome. It was, and I posted some video on Instagram at Mark Arum if you want to check it out. But it was an amazing time. So I didn't leave there till three. I didn't get home till 3 a.m, and I'm starving at that point. And there, there's Buford. There's no food in my house. Literally have nothing.
It's just like Ready Mac from 8 years ago.
Yeah, nothing that hasn't expired. Maybe sometimes we'll have like a can of cashew nuts or something. But I had nothing though.
Yeah.
Granola bar, nothing. So I pop on Uber Eats, and there's like one place that's delivering right now at 3 a.m, and then only are delivering one item. And that item was spicy shrimp and crab gumbo.
Ooh. Oh, 3 a.m. Yeah, 3 a.m.
3 a.m.
After drinks.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
So I'm like.
So you ordered it.
I ordered it.
Of course.
I'm like, well, I was so hungry.
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to do?
I was so hungry. And I'm like, literally, I'm like, one place was open and they were only delivering one item.
That's hilarious.
And it was seafood gumbo. So, and it got there pretty quick. Like 20 minutes later, I'm eating this thing of seafood gumbo. It was delicious, but spicy as all get out.
Oh, no.
I eat a vanilla wafer and my stomach goes into convulsions. So you can imagine me eating spicy seafood gumbo. I mean, really spicy. Not like, oh, it's got a little kick to it. Bam.
Yeah.
Like, bam, spicy gumbo. So I'm like, well, I got to do it because I'm starving. So I throw that down my gullet and go to sleep. I got to get up the next morning for the Brian McCann charity softball game in Marietta. I'm supposed to be there at 10. I wake up at, so I go to bed at like 4 a.m. I wake up at 9 a.m. So I'm like, all right, 9 a.m., shower, take the dog out, boom, I can be up in Marietta. I wake up at 9 a.m. I finish dealing with the gumbo at 10:30 a.m. Okay? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So I finish dealing with the gumbo. I finish by the time I'm supposed to be at the charity softball game, which is like 25 minutes away. So then I finish with the gumbo, and I can't find my baseball glove. I'm looking all over my house, take 30 minutes to try to find my glove, can't find it anywhere. Turns out it's in my office here for some reason. I must have brought it into work.
Yeah.
Have catch with, I don't know what.
What are you playing catch?
Playing catch with little guy,
yeah.
You know, throwing the ball around with Alex Williams or whatever. So I go there without a glove, and it's a great event. It was awesome. Brian McCann was there, Peter Moylan, Chris Medlin, Nick Green, former Braves, Brian Finneran, Jarius Norwood of the Falcons, Ovi Mahale. It was an awesome time. They raised over $1 million for the Rally Kids Cancer Foundation. Very cool event. But it was, I don't know if you remember Saturday morning, it was freezing. I don't know about you, but when I'm standing out in the cold, it makes me want to go potty. Is that just me? Is that just me?
No, toddler, I can see. Yeah.
Like when you're cold, you're like, oh, it's like your body crunches up and it's like, oh, I got to go potty.
And you're at a ballpark.
I'm at a ballpark. Serving, make your own tacos.
Oh, no.
At 10 in the morning?
Yeah, no, this is like at noon now. Okay, okay. So they've got, I think it was like Moe's or Willie's or something. Right, it was really good. And I'm starving again because everything, all the gumbo's already gone. It's gone. And I'm freezing. And I'm like, oh, this. So then I make a plate of, you know, chicken and beans and rice and queso and guac. Eat that. Big mistake. Big mistake. So I had to literally, there's one inning to go, and I told the lady that runs it, I'm like, I've got a personal emergency I gotta tend to, I gotta get out of here. So then I take off. So I get home, take a nap. That Saturday night, my buddy from LA and his second grade son, how old second grade? Seven. So he's in town because I'm gonna take them to the Cowboys game on Sunday. So I go downtown, eat a great dinner at Legal Seafood. I don't know if you saw the pictures. Lobster, clam.
It looked really good.
My stomach needed that. Like, it needed American food after the gumbo and the tacos. So I had a great meal there. And then we went to, so I met him up and his son, and we went on the big Ferris wheel downtown.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Have you guys been on that?
I'm afraid of heights. I won't go. No. But I've seen it.
You'd be fine if you're. I mean, even if you're afraid of heights, it's a cool thing. Have you been on at Buford?
No.
It's interesting. Way too long though. Like, we were in that thing for like 30 minutes.
It goes really slow, right?
Yes, but of course I'm stuck in there.
Oh no,
dude!
After eating this huge meal for 30 minutes, there's you can't get out.
Yeah.
Are there windows?
You can't open them because people will jump out or something.
You don't want those.
You're in like a hermetically sealed little egg in there, and it's gorgeous. It's great views. I would check it out. I mean, I would never thought I would do it, but my buddy was in from out of town, so I did. It was fun, but 30 minutes, and I'm sweating, flop sweating, because I've exactly
meat sweats.
You know what I'm saying? I'll pick up my weekend when we come back, because that's just the start of the weekend. I got to take you through tomorrow in the Falcons game. We are going to talk about stuff though, real stuff, including Louis C.K. I want to get to that next. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Tonight is Movie Monday. Longoria is playing a movie soundtrack throughout the show. At the end of my show, if you guess what the movie soundtrack is, you'll win the WSB prize pack tonight, which includes a pair of tickets to see Rick Springfield and Richard Marx at Atlanta Symphony Hall. So very cool prize pack. We'll come back, finish up my weekend, then we'll get to some good stuff. This is the Mark Arum Show.
Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
All right, welcome back to the show. So everything ends Saturday night on the Ferris wheel. Sky place, whatever they had.
Sky wheel?
No, there's something they call it. Anyway, the Ferris wheel downtown. So it's great Saturday, great night Saturday. Sunday, I bought baller tickets to the Cowboys-Falcons game. So I had a buddy from L.A. from high school come in with his son, and my buddy from college from New Jersey drove down with two of his buddies. So I got six balling seats, 50-yard line, SunTrust Club, spent way too much money on them. I got them on StubHub. Now, here's the problem. I don't know, have you guys been to Mercedes-Benz Stadium for a game
I
yet?
I have not. Thanks
Chuck?
For the invite.
I have been a couple. It's awesome.
It's a great place. But there's no. We're in a paperless ticket world now.
Yes.
You don't have paper tickets. So I bought these tickets on StubHub, and then I go to claim them. And you have to, in order to claim them, you have to download the Atlanta Falcons app. Mm-hmm. That's the only way you can get into the game, is if download the Falcons app and then show your tickets. So I download the Falcons app, but the Falcons app isn't connected with StubHub. It's connected with Ticketmaster. So I've got to sign up with Ticketmaster to create an account there to get. Anyway.
It's exhausting.
So I was on the phone for an hour on Sunday morning with StubHub and the Falcons and Ticketmaster. and could not get it to. Ticketmaster was like, suck it, Aram. It's not happening. Like, they would not let me create an account. I don't know if I already had an account. It was awful. Finally, after an hour, I was able to create a Ticketmaster account, do it, blah, blah, blah. I could view the tickets. I was like freaking out because I spent a ton of money on these things.
Yeah.
Absurd amount of money. So I finally get the thing loaded. We meet down at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in front of the Falcon statue, which is so cool. I mean, it's a real, and that's a great place to be like, hey, we'll meet you in front of the Falcon statue.
Yeah.
So we go there. It's me, four dudes, and a second grader. We go to the ticket thing, and they're very friendly and helpful there. They have people holding up signs, digital ticket guide helper kind of person.
Yeah, it's very it's very
proactive.
Well,
yes.
Yeah.
So I get up there, and of course, when I open my Falcons app, it says login invalid.
Of course.
An hour ago it was fine. I can't pull it up. Finally, I get locked out for too many tries to open it. So I'm like, and I'm starving because I haven't eaten since the episode on
the sky thing,
the sky wheel. Mm-hmm. And this is like 3 p.m. now, and I'm starving. Haven't eaten all day, and I just can't wait to get into the SunTrust Club to eat all the free food because it's free food and drink in the SunTrust Club. Remarkable, by the way.
Yes,
so good. Erickson's got to buy his tickets. Anyway, it takes me an hour to get in the gate. They had to like bring
an
this special
hour?
Yeah, and I had to wait an hour on the outside the gate because they had to print me out tickets. Shocking, printing out tickets, which I could have done at home on my printer, like bring them in.
Yeah.
And the guy's printer was broken. An hour outside, finally get in. Inside was awesome. The game was awesome. SunTrust Club is fantastic. I highly recommend it. But I hate not having paper tickets anymore.
Yeah. They usually give you the option. I'm surprised they didn't.
No paper tickets at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. All right, when we come back, we'll talk Louis C.K. This is Movie Monday, eventually, on The Mark Arum Show.
Hey, this is Anderson Cooper, and you're listening to The Mark Arum Show.
It's so good to be born in America, where all men are free. It's so good to be born in America, all the home of the red, the white, and the blue.
Welcome back to the show, 7:37:23 in front of 8 o'clock. Mark Arum at your beck and call till 9 in the p.m. Monday through Friday on WSB. Everybody on board, Low T, Longo, and Buford. And, of course, myself, no show tomorrow night because of Bulldogs basketball. And then Wednesday, we're on location at Marlowe's Tavern in Roswell, broadcasting live from 7 to 9. So please come out and see us. Before I get into my thoughts on Louis C.K., Michael joins us from downtown Atlanta, apparently. Michael, you work at the big Ferris wheel down there.
Hey, good evening, Mark. Yeah, I run the big Ferris wheel. It's Skyview Atlanta.
Skyview Atlanta. I'm telling you, very good operation. I highly recommend it. It was a very fun time. As a local, I never thought to do it, but it was cool to take my out-of-town friends. They loved it, and I loved it. So two thumbs up for you there, buddy.
Well, say I got a great team working down there. It sounds like you took the VIP flight. You said you were on there for 30 minutes?
Yes, we did. So since I bought the Falcons tickets, my buddy from L.A. paid for the Skyview tickets.
Awesome.
So he got us VIP tickets. There's like a lounge there with it's a heated because it was cold Saturday, and then
yes,
beverages, and then we go up. So is that why we were on so long? Because we had the VIP package?
Yeah, yes, sir. The VIP, that's 30-minute flight. You don't wait in line. We do put you back there in that nice comfort area, and then you get to enjoy your flight. If you were just walking up, you ride on one of the regular gondolas. It's about 8 to 10 minutes for that one.
Okay. Now, what if you are on the VIP flight? So I'm going to take Longoria, Buford, and Chuck up there. And let's say Longoria has some intestinal issues. what's the protocol there? Because do you push that help button?
My operator's in direct contact with anybody that's on any of the gondolas. You just push that help button. They'll get on the radio with you to find out what your need is and accommodate you.
So here's what I was thinking, Michael. Next Monday, do you know what's going down downtown next Monday, a week from today?
Next Monday, a week from today, I'm not sure.
They are imploding the Georgia Dome.
Oh, the 20th. That's right. Yes.
So
7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. I would suggest you open up shop on Monday really early, and you could charge like $100 for people to take a look. Because how cool would that be to see the dome implosion from the sky view?
I will see if I can work that into our plans.
Do it, man. Because I'm telling you, you could sell that in a hot second to get people up there to check it out. Because you got a great view of where it's going to go down.
Yes, sir.
You're welcome, Michael, by the way.
Hey, thanks, Mark. I appreciate you coming to visit us.
No, I'll definitely do it again. We're gonna make a class field trip.
Sounds like a Curb Your Enthusiasm episode. Like, you told him to open up. He's going to open up really early. No one's going to come. Going to cause all this destruction.
No, listen, Michael, well, seriously, if you can make it happen. If you make it happen, call back, and I'll promote it on the radio, because I think it'd be perfect place to see the dome go down.
I will definitely work on that. We have an hour and a half worth of maintenance and safety inspections we do every morning, so I got to be able to get that done before we open, because we don't fly until it's inspected.
Good for you. Good for you. But overall, great experience. I definitely recommend it.
Well, thanks, Mark. I appreciate it. All right, you guys keep up the good work out there.
Thank you, brother. It was very cool. I was embarrassed.
You didn't want to push the button.
I don't want to push the button, the potty button. I was like,
well, maybe in the VIP they need to start putting like a little potty in there, little restroom.
Oh,
the
funniest part was, so by the way, God bless you having two kids, Longoria. Yeah. This kid, my buddy's son, there's twins, but he only brought one of them. Because they do that. They take each of them on a special trip so they feel special, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
8 years old, adorable, whatever, how old. But he's got like a little speech impediment or something. I don't know. And he sounds like he's got a British accent. So I don't know what's going on. They live in California.
Okay, that's really weird. I have some friends. They have twin girls.
Yeah.
And one of them has an English accent.
This kid has an English accent.
And nobody understands why. They're exactly like...
Thank you.
One of them has an English accent.
Yeah.
And I was afraid to say something one day. And I finally was like, dude, I have to.
This is one of my best friends. I didn't even mention it.
I did.
The kid's like, give me a spot of tea or whatever. And I'm like,
yeah.
Just ignore it. Like, anyway. So the kid's up there. He's got the English accent and a speech impediment. And we bought him a sword. Like by one of the street vendors that lights up and make noises.
You're right, right.
My buddy hated me for that, by the way. He's like, you had to buy him a toy that's like,
yeah,
makes noises. Anyway, so there's little holes along the sword, and he's got this speech impediment. He goes, Daddy, look, there's a whore, and there's a whore, and there's a whore.
Oh, no.
And there's a whore.
And you get a car, and you get a car, and you get a car.
He was trying to say hole, but he with his British accent,
he's so
like,
funny.
Look, Daddy, there's another whore, and another whore. And I'm just like, I got to poop, and I'm trying not to laugh. And the kid's like, look at all the whores. Anyway, all right, enough of that.
Yes.
Louis C.K. breaks my heart. Breaks my heart, because I really think he's the funniest comedian in the business today. We all went, he just killed it.
That was awesome.
Just smart, funny, witty, just cutting edge, crossing lines, coming back over. He's the only guy that could open his act talking about abortion.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter where you fall on the subject, you're dying laughing.
Yeah.
He's that brilliant. And he's my favorite comedian right now, or was until the allegations come up that I won't go into the details, but he...
Are they allegations anymore?
Oh, no, they're confirmation.
Yeah,
sorry,
I was just going to say at this point.
He admitted it. That...
Which was smart of him, I guess.
He did it. You Google it. I don't even want to go through it.
Yeah, no, we don't need to get into it.
I'm just
not surprised.
Well, in hindsight, this is what I want to say. So, I never heard... Apparently, there's rumors swirling around from like 3 years ago. I never heard that. And you know, we do comedians every night, every Friday on the show. And oftentimes I'll ask the comedians, well, who are your influences and who do you think is the best comedian in the game right now? And I've interviewed 100 comedians.
Yeah.
Not one of them ever said Louis C.K. is on top of the world right now. And I would always bring him up. I'm like, well, for me, it's Louis C.K. And they're like, yeah, okay, I get. Like, they're always wishy-washy on it. And I used to be like, are these guys just jealous of him? Like, am I wrong for thinking Louis C.K. is so dang funny? It turns out all of these comedians that I've been interviewing
knew
about this story, and they didn't want to go on the record as being like, oh, Louis C.K. is amazing.
Right.
And it like hit me like that's why none of these comedians were ever like, oh, yeah, Louis C.K. is great. No one ever said it. I would like try to pull it out of him. Like, I just saw Louis C.K. at the Fox. He was amazing. They're like, yeah. Like, to a person, men and women were denying that Louis. So apparently this was really well known in comedic circles.
I picked up on him maybe 10 years ago or so on satellite radio when he used to kind of do shows on satellite. And thinking back on a lot of the stories that he would tell with other comedians, Jim Norton, Robert Kelly, a few others like that, I wasn't at all surprised when I heard what happened, because you hear some of the stories they tell and the way that they tell them, it just didn't surprise me at all.
It's crushed me. Like, so he's lost everything.
Netflix
canned him, HBO canned him. Yeah. He had like shows that were.
There's a movie that was supposed to come out this week.
Exactly. That they have to release that though. Eventually,
I would assume
right?
so.
I mean, straight
yes.
to DVD or whatever. But it crushes me. Like I don't think I'll ever be able to go back and watch his stuff anymore. I don't know. I mean, he literally has been. He was my favorite comedian in the last 3 years.
At least the tickets will be cheap now.
I don't think he's touring anymore, dude.
Well, not now.
No.
Hey, look.
When he comes back.
If Bill Cosby could continue to tour and sell out arenas right to the end, if Louis takes some time off and goes.
People are going to forget
comedians.
About it.
They're not.
I don't know.
They're
man.
Comedians. They're not.
I don't know.
I say give it 18 months. He won't be back to where he's at now. But the idea that he won't be back
in
comedy.
You think he'll make a comeback, really?
Sure.
Yeah. He's just going to take some time off. He did the right. I mean, he did the better thing. Come out and just admit it. Instead
but the
of
thing
saying,
he didn't say, he didn't even apologize in the letter, though.
No, of course not. No.
Yeah, that was wrong. He
he's
got
a dirt
like
bank.
He was good for admitting it and
sure.
clearing the names of his accusers and saying, yeah, I did do this.
Yeah.
But he never once said, you know, I'm really sorry about it, which is something like you definitely need to do.
I just don't think anybody holds up comedians in any real way. They're like,
I don't know.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't see them holding them up the way that, you know, you'll look at actors and they'll hold them on a little different or a higher pedestal than comedians.
All right, but here's
comedians
the difference.
Seem to be the lowest of the entertainment.
See, if you know, again, I'm not going to tell you what he did.
No.
But if you know what he did, I'm sure if you're listening, you probably get it. You know what
just
he
Google
did.
Just Google, it'll be fast.
Yeah. If he walks out on stage, that's all anyone's going to be thinking about. The visual of him doing that in front of people.
But do you pull a Richard Pryor and turn your lighting yourself on fire smoking
right.
crack into mm-hmm. part of your bit, and in 18 months or 2 years from now, when a little bit of the dust settles, do people just kind of go, he's a gross pervert, and they move on?
I say yes.
I was a huge fan of this guy.
Sure.
And I don't want to say I feel betrayed. I feel let down, disappointed, and mm-hmm. disgusted. And I don't know if I'm a forgiving dude. Like I watch Mel Gibson movies throughout everything that he did. Like I was like, Mel Gibson's anti-Semitic kind of abusive dude, but his movies are awesome. I'm gonna keep watching them.
Well, that's what you probably look at it that the same way. You know, he's a dirtbag in his real life,
but
his comedy is so
comedy.
Good, so you enjoy his comedy.
Look, Michael Vick made his way back after running a dogfighting ring and spending 2 years in prison, and so I think there's room to make a mea culpa and a little bit of time to pass, and you can regain some of your.
Yeah, you're more optimistic than me. I think he
depends
becomes,
on how bad he wants it too.
Who's that author that? Wrote famous author, the book that all the serial killers read.
I have no idea. I'm not a serial killer.
We read it in high school.
Buford, do you know who this is?
No, and I'm not Googling serial killer's favorite book. So
you don't want to go.
Not doing that.
Oh, I can't believe I've read this book a bunch. We all have to read in high school. Did you see the Mel Gibson movie where he was a paranoid conspiracy theory guy?
Oh yeah,
that book. He always had to carry that book with him.
Oh shoot, yeah, I know what you're talking about now. I have no idea what the.
So the author
is.
Of that book wrote that book and then just peaced out, like he totally disappeared.
Right.
I think Louis C.K. is going to do that. I think he's going to move to like
maybe
the south of France and we'll never hear from him again. He's got to be so embarrassed about what happened.
I don't know. Comedians are most of them are dirtbags and they all have weird baggage, and I'm not sure he's that. I'm not convinced he's that embarrassed. If he did, I think he would have apologized. I think there would have been more than just admitting it and then taking on the whole, well, I'm kind of a dirtbag, you know, and doing the sort of self-loathing thing. there was no real apology. It wasn't like, gee, I'm really sorry. I don't think so.
You got it?
What, the book?
Yeah.
No, I'm not Googling that. The serial killer book?
Someone texted me the name of that book. Goodness gracious.
Catcher in the Rye?
Catcher in the Rye. Thank you, Longoria.
Jennifer.
Thank you, Griffies.
I can hear her yelling that through the doors.
Catcher in the Rye.
Catcher in the Rye.
Exactly. So the author. Find out the author. That guy totally vamoosed. No, never to be heard from again. Written by?
J.D. Salinger.
That's it. Salinger. I think Louis C.K. goes Salinger on us. All right, real quick, if you have any comments on Louis C.K., we'll do them quickly here. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. This is the Mark Arum Show. Welcome back to the show. We're going to kick off Movie Monday in just a couple of minutes. If you have any quick comments on Louis C.K., fire away, though. John's in Marietta. John, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
What up, brother?
Well, I just wanted to say that Louis C.K. did this interview with Christians Against Masturbation, and he went on to talk about how he loves masturbating. So it was kind of ironic that all these...
We'll just leave it there. That's too many times saying the M-word for my liking. Carlos in College Park. Carlos, welcome to the show.
Yes. Hey, Mark, listen, I was driving and I just caught the last section about the dome going imploded.
Yeah.
And you were talking about the Skyview. Are you familiar with the America's Mart?
I am.
Oh, great. If you were to go to the America's Mart with your studio cameras or whatever, they have a 22nd floor that you can go and have a 360 degree vision of the whole city.
Oh, no kidding. As far as news coverage is concerned, we're going to have the choppers flying above it. We'll have cameras on the ground. I'm just like, for like normal people, the sky view would be awesome. If you can make your way to the Mart, then do it. I think you need like a pass to get in there or something, though. Or the Omni. You get a room at the Omni. I'm sure they're sold out by now. But if not, jump on it. I can't wait to see that. I'll be working here. We'll be doing a live broadcast here on WSB Radio when it goes down. Depend on it. All right, we're going to come back with Movie Monday. Longoria is playing a movie soundtrack right now. At the end of the show, if you guess the movie soundtrack, you'll win the WSB prize pack. News, weather, and traffic next, then we'll kick off Movie Monday. This is The Mark Arum Show. And I'll give
you everything you want me to, yeah. Hi, everybody. This is Zoe Saldana, and you're listening to The Mark Arum Show. No, I want this town to be near you. No gray skies ever turn blue.
Back to the show, and a good Monday Eve to you. Mark Arum here, you there. It's 8:08, 8 minutes after 8 o'clock. This is the Mark Arum Show, heard Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Everybody on board. Buford produces the show. Longoria on the other side of the takeout window. Low T Chuck screening the call.
Low T.
Programming note, we're off tomorrow because of Bulldog basketball. Wednesday, we are broadcasting live from Marlowe's Tavern in Rossville from 7 to 9. Come out and see the bananas, eat some food, drink some beverages, and we'll have a good old time. And the Christmas card list is closing fast. So if you want a personalized Christmas card from the Mark Arum Show, email your home mailing address. Your home address.
We can't emphasize this enough.
Yes.
We need your home address.
Yes.
Like your physical home address.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're still getting email addresses, by the way.
Yes.
Email your home address to lowtchuck at wsbradio.com. That's L-O-W-T. C-H-U-C-K at WSBradio.com.
They also, as a point of order, if you got the email address correct, you don't need to keep emailing me every couple of days forwarding your original email. I have you on the list. So, relax.
You got it.
Yes.
People are concerned. Maybe you should reply. Got it.
That's not
just
happening.
Just got it.
That's too many. That's too
he's
many.
Not really? Doing that. No.
Come on now.
You put threw that out there. I got 75.
Look, if the email doesn't bounce back when you send it, if it doesn't come back and say this was an invalid address or whatever, then know it went through and he got it.
Yep, good customer service. At the Resurgent, they would write back and say, "We got it.
Yeah, right.
We got it." Anyway.
Well, this is the Revenant. So.
All right. TheRevenant.com. All right. Well, let's kick off Movie Monday. Two very special days in entertainment, yesterday and today. We'll start with today. Do you know what today is?
Monday.
What's the date?
The 13th.
Why is November 13th a very important day in television history? This is not Millennial Match Game. I'll give you the answer right now.
I have no idea.
The Odd Couple. Play the open to The Odd Couple.
I love The Odd Couple.
On November 13th, Felix Unger was asked to remove himself from his place of residence.
That by his wife.
Came from his wife.
All right. So November 13th was the day that Felix Unger got kicked out of.
I love that.
Yeah, it's such a great show. So I want to incorporate TV shows that turned into movies or vice versa. All right.
Yeah, wasn't that a movie with Jack Lemmon
and
Walter Matthau?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that started out as a movie, great movie. And then some would even say the TV show, you know, exceeded what the movie did.
I think so.
Because it was Tony Randall.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just one of the all-time great TV shows. So we'll talk about the transition of from a movie to a TV or TV from movie. Also, yesterday was very important, November 12th, 1955. What happened November 12th, 1955?
You were born.
Honeymooners?
No.
I don't know.
That is the day and time that Marty McFly went back.
Oh, dang it.
That was the night.
That
was the night the clock tower got struck by lightning. And that was the time that Marty McFly went back, to the future. Because, you know, he went in, the whole thing.
Wow. So, right, because it was November 5th, and then 7 days later is when he went back.
Exactly
on the 12th.
Right. So two very important days in pop culture, November 12th, November 13th. I do want to talk about, if you want to talk about Back to the Future at all, I'm more than happy to. It's one of my favorite movies of all time. Here's what I think about the movie, and it's not just... I'm not saying this because it's a time travel movie, but to me, that is a movie that will stand the test of time.
100%.
In 100 years, that movie is still going to be amazing. It's a movie that will stand up to viewings in the future. A lot of movies don't. A lot of movies are great, and then you watch them 20 years later. Prime example for me is Scarface. First time I saw Scarface, I'm like, this movie's fantastic. But you watch it now, you're like, this movie's awful.
Yeah.
It's not very good.
No. I haven't seen it lately. So.
Yeah, it does not stand
up. It doesn't hold up.
But I want to know movies that will stand the test of time 50 years from now that they will still be considered classics. Those are the two Movie Monday topics. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK, on Twitter and Instagram, at Mark Arum. You've seen Back to the Future, right?
Yeah. That's the one he goes back and doesn't his mom hit on him or something
exactly.
like that? Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what Beaufort remembers after that.
Yeah, that's the only part
I just remember thinking that was odd.
You know, I was telling Leslie the other day that, you know, they made like half the movie with another actor and then scrapped
Eric
it.
Stoltz.
Yeah, and went back. And she was like, what? And I showed her like some of the footage and stuff. She's like, oh, wow, that's so weird.
Yeah.
I would give anything to see that release.
Oh, I know. I would like
because they
see
had
that.
It done and almost edited before that. I mean, three quarters of the movie was
no.
Done.
Was it that? I don't think it was that much.
It was a lot.
It was at least half or more than half.
Yes, because that was fact
check them.
Yeah,
Buford.
But that's the executives when they saw the rough cut of the first half of the movie was when they decided to pull him and put because they said Stoltz was playing it too much like Doc Brown. They didn't like how quirky he was.
Gotcha.
And so, I think it's well over half, but I could be wrong.
All right. That seems crazy. So there you go. There's the Movie Monday topic. Let's go to Russ in Gainesville.
Russ, come here a minute. I want to talk
What's going on, Broseph?
Hey, buddy. Driving my girlfriend home.
How is she doing?
I've got a new girlfriend named Belinda.
Say hi, Belinda. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Belinda. Did you meet her at Applebee's?
When I was a kid.
Wait, hold on, Russ.
I didn't meet her at Applebee's.
Ruby Tuesdays?
Go ahead. No, I met her at, what's the biscuit place down there?
Captain D's?
Biscuit shop. I met her at the biscuit shop.
Oh, excellent. All right. You can't go wrong with a biscuit shop girl.
Yeah.
All right. What's on your mind, Rusty? I'm sorry.
You were talking about shows. When I was a kid, I'm older than you, but I liked Lost in Space.
Mm-hmm.
They made a movie about that, but the movie was bad.
I never saw the
movie. I liked Hogan's Heroes. I don't think they ever made a movie.
No.
And I liked The Fugitive.
What about here's one, and I, again, this is just my opinion, but the movie MASH came out first, and they made it into the TV show, and I always thought the TV show was way better than the movie. The movie was okay, but I liked the TV show a lot better than the movie.
MASH?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I didn't really like the movie.
Yeah, Hot Lips Houlihan.
Yeah.
That's right. All right, Russ, give Belinda our best, buddy.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Preach, man. Desmond's in Atlanta. Desmond, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, how we doing? How we doing?
What up, Desmond?
Fantastic. Hey, listen, I got two movies for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The first movie is going to be Life with Martin Lawrence and Eddie Murphy.
That movie, oh, that'll stand the test of time?
Oh, yeah, that'll stand the test of time.
I love that movie. Very good movie. There, you know what disappoints me? So there's another movie called Life. And I'll see it on Xfinity Channel Guide. I'm like, oh, Life's on. Eddie Murphy. And I put it on. It's the other movie called Life. It's so disappointing. It's like, ah.
It ain't one.
I agree.
But the second movie I got for you, The Matrix.
That will stand the test of time?
Keanu Reeves. Oh, yeah. The first one.
It's a good movie.
That is a really...
Well, maybe even the second one, too. But the third one, I don't think that one's going to make it.
Yeah. Well, they set the bar so high with the first one. I mean,
I really like the third one.
At the ending?
Yeah, that's what I thought. The ending was really cool.
First one is a classic, no question about it. Second and third, I could live without.
The second one was a good, strong comeback because of the fight scene. But the last one, I didn't understand how they tried to tie it all together, and they just killed them off.
Yeah, well, he won.
Yeah.
Right? He won in the end.
Well, it was the biblical part of it.
Yeah. You didn't. All right. I agree with both of those. I think both of those will stand the test of time. You found an update.
So
on...
what I can find is they filmed with Eric Stoltz for 4 weeks, and then they did a rough cut of the movie, and went back, and Spielberg said nope, and that's when they replaced him.
All right. So 4 weeks in. I mean, that's far in for sure.
Yeah, far enough to get a rough cut where they're like, this isn't working.
No. Stoltz was great as Rocky Dennis.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And he was really good in Pulp Fiction, too.
So good.
As the heroin dealer.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want, wax? Robertson Snellville. Robert, welcome to the Mark Arum Show. How are you?
It's Robbie, actually.
Hey, Robbie. I'm sorry.
How you doing, Mark?
Excellent. What's going on?
I got two of them for you that I think will stand the test of time, and I have seen them both. One of them, it's a movie that I got off of Amazon. It's called Sing to the Stars.
Okay.
It's a great film. It's done in the 1930s. It's a really good, feel-good movie. And it's awesome. It really is.
I will check it out.
And the second one is a television show by the creators of The Walking Dead. It came out last month. It's called Lore. L-O-R-E. There's an Atlanta actor on there named Michael Bullard, and he is awesome in both of them.
You're nodding your head, Beaver. You've heard of this show?
I keep seeing it everywhere, and it's gotten a lot of really good reviews.
It's on Netflix, you said?
No, it's on Amazon Prime.
Oh, okay. Now, I have Amazon Prime. How do I watch it? Do I have to just watch it on my computer?
You get it on your TV. It's only for Prime members, and the episode that he's in is episode 2.
All right, Michael Bullard, episode 2. I'll check it out.
So you can either log in on your computer or something on Amazon Prime, go to videos, and you'll start seeing all the stuff there.
What if I want to watch it on my TV?
You don't have a smart TV.
My TV's smart.
No, it doesn't run apps or connect.
No, the one on my room does.
Okay, well, then you'll need
Netflix on it.
Yeah, you'll need to get the Amazon Prime video app.
Can you come over and do that?
Yeah.
All right. Buford's going to hook me up. David's in Kennesaw. David, welcome to the Mark Arum Show.
Hi, Mark. I got one for you. It's not a movie that was made into a show or vice versa, but it absolutely is a classic. And I just realized my buddy had a birthday the first of this month, and that's when it came out 50 years ago. Cool Hand Luke.
Oh, we'll definitely stand the test of time.
It kind of already had, but I'm pretty sure it'll stand another 100 years.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you know what's crazy about... Well, I'll talk. We don't have any time. We come back. I'm going to tell you something crazy about movies and TV shows. That's a good tease, right? They say in the business. I'm going to tell you something crazy next. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. TVs that became movies that became TV shows, and movies that will stand the test of time, like the time travel classic... Back to the Future. Longoria is playing a soundtrack. I have no idea what it is, but if you know, you can guess at the end of the show and win the prize pack. 404-872-0750. It's Movie Monday on the Mark Arum Show. Welcome back. 825, 50 chilly degrees on Peachtree Street. Kirk Mellish in your full five-day forecast coming up in minutes. Daniel from Ackworth joins us on Movie Monday. What's going on, Daniel?
Hey, how you doing, Mark?
Excellent. What's cooking?
Well, listen, I got two quick things I got to say. I was driving home, and I could not believe my ears when I heard you guys talking about Back to the Future today, because I'm a kind of a amateur video editor, and I've been working on a project for the last few days where I'm making all three Back to the Futures one film. And I'm doing this at such high quality that every time I export the file, it takes like 30 hours. So if I go back and spot check my edits, if there's anything wrong with it, I have to do it again. It's 30 more hours.
Oh, jeez, Louise.
So last night, I'm thinking to myself, it's about done. And I'm like, well, this has got to be done today because it's November 12th. It's fate, you know. And there was a couple things wrong with it. So I hear you guys talking about it on my way home. It's about to be done in about 45 minutes. And I'm like, okay, so it has to be today. So that's number one. And number two, you guys were talking about Eric Stoltz. There's a really interesting bit of trivia about him. He's actually in Back to the Future in one scene, and he's still there. It's the scene in the diner right before the skateboard scene with the manure truck.
Yeah.
And when he turns around, when Marty says, "Hey, Biff, what's that?" and he turns around, that shot right when the fist makes contact, that is Eric Stoltz. And you can actually see that Biff is younger because they shot it
first. Pull that up, Buford. I want to see that. That's
awesome.
Yeah,
I heard about that too.
And if you look on the left side of the frame, you can actually see that is definitely not Michael J. Fox's jawline.
That's fantastic. Do you know who else is in that diner scene? The main dude from Titanic.
Oh, yeah.
Not Leo, but the bad guy.
Billy Zane.
Billy Zane, yeah. I just love that movie so much, Back to the Future. I think it's so, so good. Try to find that, Buford. All right, there's a thing. I forgot the website. I'll try to find and tweet a link. It takes every movie and TV show that we watched growing up and how every plot line of every show we ever saw would never happen if cell phones were around.
Really?
Yeah. It like did every episode of Seinfeld. Like, this episode wouldn't have happened if cell phones were around because it would have solved this problem.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's crazy how
find
much.
Find that. I got to see that.
I'll Buford. Google that. All right, we'll come back. More Movie Monday comments. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. On Twitter and Instagram at Mark Arum. Facebook, Mark Arum WSB. And now on Snapchat, Mark Arum Show. It's Movie Monday on WSB.
Urban Brandon, stranded.
Hey, this is Louis Anderson, and you're listening to the Mark Arum Show. Whoa!
Welcome back to the show. 836, 24 in front of 9. Mark, Youth, Longo, Low Tizzle with you till 9. No football minute, by the way, today. I didn't want to hear Johnny make fun of the Bulldogs' loss at Auburn. So I can't. 86, the football minute.
That's the only reason.
Yeah, because you knew he would have. I'm like, not. No, we can't do it. We can't do it. So football minute will turn next week. Well, we are in the middle of Movie Monday discussing two topics. Two important days in pop culture history, yesterday and today, November 12th and November 13th. November 12th, yesterday, was in 1955, was when the clock tower was struck by lightning in Back to the Future. And November 13th, do you still have that pulled up, the Odd Couple thing? November 13th, year unknown, Felix Unger got asked to leave his house.
On November 13th, Felix Unger was asked to remove himself from his place of residence. That request came from his wife.
So we're talking about those two very important days in pop culture history. The Back to the Future angle is, I love the movie. I really do. And I think that in 50 years, it will hold up. What's a movie that will stand the test of time? In 50 years, people say, that's a great movie. I think Back to the Future is one. I think Raiders of the Lost Ark is another. I think that's a classic. Yeah. I think that'll
those
hold
all
up.
Stand up.
Yeah, exactly.
They're great movies. It is a long movie.
See, I think the Temple of Doom or the last one would probably hold up better than
really?
The first one. Yeah, only because of length of time.
The
I'm
last
telling
one,
you.
The Crystal Skull.
No. Chuck that's
like,
garbage.
That
one doesn't
like
dumpster fire.
Yeah, that was a hot exist. Garbage, too.
The first one is fantastic.
It's great. I just wonder about the length.
All right. Chuck's got
well over 2 hours,
attention deficit disorder.
Yes, big time.
So movies that'll stand the test of time and TV shows that became movies or vice versa. The Odd Couple was a movie first, then became a very successful TV show. We'll talk about the switch between movies and TV shows. There you go. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Nathan's in Buford. Nate, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mark, how are you doing?
Excellent, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's great to be here.
What are your thoughts on Movie Monday?
All right, I got two good ones for you. For the movie that will stand the test of time, Snatch by Guy Ritchie.
Dude, I saw that this weekend.
Great movie.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That is such a good movie.
How good is
it? It is, I mean, the whole thing is so, so funny. So good.
Yeah, from start to finish, it's just like a roller coaster.
And that, I mean, we've talked about Brad Pitt before, but is that his best performance ever? My goodness. It's so funny you said that because I watched it this weekend, and it's such, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite movies of all time.
So easily. Good.
Like,
so
both good. That, and if you like that, you should watch Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking
Barrels. Oh, yeah, seen that as well. Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. Well, heck yeah, okay. And for the TV show, it was a movie made into a TV show, Westworld.
Very good.
It was Yul
Brynner in the movie. And when's that coming back, by the way? I'm ready. That should be coming
2019,
back
2019, I think.
No, check
yeah,
it out.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Get on the internet and check when Westworld's coming back. No
Look
guesses
it up on
here.
Google.
Game of Thrones is 2019.
Google that, Buford.
Game of Thrones is 2019, but I think Westworld should be earlier. I liked the TV. You know, I got to rewatch that.
Westworld's fantastic. Yeah, I just finished it like the other week.
And so much unnecessary nudity. It's fantastic.
Oh, it's just pointless, but it's there.
Naked robots.
Yeah.
I mean, just naked robots. It's fantastic. Did you watch Westworld?
I have not.
You should watch it.
Don't
now
watch
with the
girls.
Don't watch the movie?
I
like the movie. The movie doesn't hold up.
No.
But it's
I think that's why.
It's very campy.
Oh, Lord.
I like it.
Yeah.
Late
2018.
All right.
That's all it's saying.
Not 2019.
No.
What do you want, wax?
Listen, we fact checks here. Facts checks? Fact check? I don't know.
Fact
Something
check.
Like that.
Ballpark facts.
This is an apple, not a banana. Jeff's in Roswell. Jeff, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
What's up, Mark? How you doing?
Excellent. What's up?
All right. So, Pulp Fiction. How about that?
It'll hold up. I agree.
Don't you think?
Yeah, I agree. Totally. Absolutely.
It's kind of crazy movie. I mean, but it's one of those movies. It really makes you think. And how about The Godfather?
Yeah, that's already held up. I mean, that movie came out in, what, 73,
yeah,
maybe?
I know, but I'm just saying. I mean, think about this. You got two movies like that. People from all generations will understand what's going on,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, agreed. Agreed. The best part about, one of the most amazing things about Pulp Fiction, I don't know if you guys remember when it came out, but the mind-blowing thing was that Tarantino the movie wasn't laid out chronologically.
Right, right.
Which was, no one had really done that before. And that was, I remember when that movie came out, they're like, I'm not going to spoil it, but, oh man. You know, like, you wanted to tell people, you've never seen a movie done like this before, mm-hmm. where it wasn't like, all right, it starts here, and then time moves completely.
It just jumps around.
Yeah, I
but
mean,
it does it so brilliantly.
The movie ends. It's not a spoiler alert now, because if you haven't seen Pulp Fiction now, you're never going to see it.
Yeah, yeah.
But the movie ends with two characters walking out of a restaurant, and one of them's already dead.
It's almost, I think if you were to space it out, it's pretty close to the middle of the story.
Yeah.
Or very, or the story ends very early in the actual chronological time of the
show. I wonder
if
if we could recut that to do it in chronological
order. There's one out there, because somebody recut Memento. You know how that one chops backwards and then forwards and then the
Someone
climax is in the middle?
So, you don't want to climax in the middle. You don't want to climax in the middle.
Save that one.
Oh, what an idiot.
No, somebody cut it and put it in order.
Yeah. They did that with The Godfather as well. So there's this thing called The Godfather Trilogy. So, you know, you have Godfather 1, 2, and 3. Mm-hmm. Godfather 2 starts back before Godfather 1 starts, but in the Godfather trilogy, it starts with that part of 2, and then does it chronologically all the way to the end. Denny's up next on the Mark Arum Show. Hello, Denny.
Hey, Mark. I just wanted to say thanks for having me, and for the show that was withstanding the test of time, I would say Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Good call. I know I'm an 80s baby, and I'm biased, but there were some really good 80s movies, and Ferris Bueller's Day Off for sure is one. But that's another movie that might be, if cell phones are around, that might have been the end of that, too. Like, the whole plot line kind of collapses if Principal Rooney has a cell phone, or if Ferris' mom can call him on his cell phone.
Yeah.
It kind of, you know, the movie goes away. Or just text him. Like his mom texts, hey, how you feeling?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That whole thing is.
I got to find that website. Brian is in the stock of wood. What's going on, Brian? Welcome to the show.
Hey, man, what's up?
Living the dream, sir.
Yes, sir. So for a movie that, for a TV show that became a movie, one of my favorites is actually Entourage. I love the show. I was a big fan. I felt like they did a movie really well, and it was like an hour and a half long episode. I don't know if y'all are fans, but I thought it was great.
I was definitely a fan of the show. The movie was okay. It was decent. The whole Ronda Rousey thing kind of like, I wasn't a big fan of that storyline, but I definitely enjoyed Entourage back in its heyday.
I'm a drama fan, so drama was great in the show, in the movie. So.
Do you know what's so funny? So all these Hollywood dudes are, you know, getting whacked for sexual harassment, rightly so, you know? And someone put out like a meme with Johnny Drama and said, Johnny Drama, the only actor left in Hollywood, you know, that hasn't, you know, done anything bad to. It was pretty funny, yeah.
And the only and the movie I have for could possibly stand the test of time, I don't know. I like it. It's Office Space.
As long as people work in offices, that movie will stand the test of time.
Yeah, I work in IT, so we always joke around about it.
I mean, that is one of the most quotable movies of all time. It's like this morning, I posted on Facebook. If you're not following me on Facebook, your
Facebook post has been pretty good lately.
Yeah, it's Mark Arum WSB. So one of my pet peeves at work is people in the break room not closing the cabinets. I just don't understand. Like it's
one of many.
Just close the cabinet.
Just want to start leaving the cabinet.
Every morning. I think people are actually doing that on purpose.
I think
now,
I
want to
show up on morning.
So I took a picture of the open cabinet, and there's nothing in the cabinet. It's
an
empty cabinet.
Well, that's what's weird is there's nothing in it.
Yeah.
So why is it even open
exactly.
in the first place?
So that I posted that on Facebook, the picture of it. And I was like, what's your pet peeve at work? And someone said, when someone takes my red stapler. that movie is so intertwined in our day-to-day life. I don't think it gets the credit it deserves, but I think Office Space will definitely stand the test of time. Chuck, who is on line 4 in Snellville, my friend?
David.
David's in Snellville. David, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
What's going on, buddy?
What about Knight Rider?
Did they make a movie out of Knight Rider?
Knight Rider 2000, that never came out in theaters.
Must have been really good. All right, thanks, David.
I don't even remember.
I used to watch Knight Rider religiously as a kid. That was the coolest car in the world.
One of the best opening scenes to the show, when the car just coming across the desert with the sun behind it and it's just zooming
through.
We need
to play that.
Really...
Can you pull up the open? We'll need
Knight
to
Rider open?
Play that
I
for
love watching that car.
Millennial
I love...
Match Game. They will never get the
They'll
Knight
never
Rider.
Get, no.
But it's such a I want to hear it now. Now that we've talked about it,
just that zooming and it's going. Oh, I love
yeah,
that.
Exactly. Kim's in Covington. Kim, you are on the Mark Arum Show. What's up, buddy?
I'm a girl.
Hey, buddy. I call everybody buddy, girl, boy.
Oh, okay. I got two movies that I think that'll last a long time: Forrest Gump and Rocky.
Yeah, both will stand. I mean, Rocky's already, almost 40 years old now. So that's definitely. Already stood the test of time, but Forrest Gump is one of the most rewatchable movies of all time. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's an hour into it or 10 minutes into it, you can pick that up.
But you ain't got no legs, Lieutenant Dan.
You ain't got no legs, Lieutenant Dan. I mean, classic movie. You got that, Longoria? Knight Rider theme, going to break. This is not part of the Movie Monday soundtrack, right?
No, it's not.
Is there talking? I think there's talking, right?
I believe so.
Yes.
Yeah. A shadowy flight into the dangerous world of a man who does not exist. Michael Knight, a young loner on a crusade to champion the cause of the innocent, the helpless, the powerless, in a world of criminals who operate above the law. We'll be right back.
final chance to guess the movie soundtrack. I have no idea what it is. Maybe you do. 404-872-0750. Rapid fire, 10 seconds or less, please, on Movie Monday. Andrew, what do you have?
I actually do have a small idea on the soundtrack.
Take a guess.
I can hear you.
Take a guess.
Can you hear me now?
Take a guess.
SpongeBob movie.
Is it SpongeBob movie, Longoria?
No, it's
not. SpongeBob movie. Thank you, though. Keith's in Covington. Keith, real quick, what do you have?
I was calling for the movie that became the standard test of time.
Yes, sir.
Blazing Saddles.
Ooh, I don't know, man. it's a funny movie, but dagnabbit,
it's a little bit more uncomfortable now than it was.
Very uncomfortable now. Very uncomfortable. They'll show that in the Smithsonian eventually. Yes. Rhonda is up next on the show. Rhonda, real quick, what do you have?
Training Day with Denzel Washington.
One of my favorites.
And Coming to America.
We need to go to the movies together, Rhonda. Those are two of my favorite movies. JT's in Hampton. JT the Brick. What's going on, buddy?
Not much. Hey, the movie turned into a TV show that was awesome. Was Stargate SG-1.
I liked the movie. I've never seen the TV show, though. I really like Stargate. I thought it was really good. Margaret's in Athens. Margaret, real quick, what do you have?
Alien for the one that last time.
Test of Time.
And... Yeah, Alien. Yeah, and then Fargo, the movie to the TV show.
Oh, everyone raves about the TV show. You guys watch it?
I have not.
I haven't. Chuck, you watch Fargo TV show?
Yeah, I love it.
So good, I've heard.
Really good.
Rod's in Snellville. Rod, real quick, what do you have?
For kids, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, and The Abyss was really good also.
Exactly. No idea what he said.
Honey, Kendrick's... I Shrunk the Kids.
Oh, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Okay. Kendrick's in Auburn. Kendrick, real quick, what do you have?
I don't know the name, but I had to have a Movie Monday admission.
Okay.
Can I just say Star Wars Rogue One is not as good as everybody thought it was?
Nobody thought it was good.
I did.
I thought it was good.
It's been better than the other, you know.
The acting was par none, man.
I don't know. I'm a fan of it. I liked it. I'd rewatch it. No one guessed the soundtrack. Shocking.
Of course, yeah.
What soundtrack was it, Lone Rider?
Ringing Down the House with Queen Latifah and Martin Short.
I'm picking
next
week.
I mean, not Martin Short.
You say that
Martin Short.
You say that every week.
Next Monday, you text me, and I'm going to give you a soundtrack. Let's give away the prize pack anyway. Seventh caller to 404-741-0750. Seventh caller to 404-741-0750 wins a pair of tickets to see Rick Springfield and Richard Marx December 5th at Atlanta Symphony Hall. Let's do Star of the Show.
Now, are you guys ready for the Mark Arum Star of the Show?
It's not Longoria chucked into a ding-dong thing. Buford Googled stuff. Buford gets Star of the Show.
Boom.
Boom. Should give it to Griffey's.
I have to deal with all
that.
Yeah,
you should.
Because we're not giving her the Springfield tickets.
We should.
No, Buford gets it.
Okay.
We'll continue the conversation on Twitter, at Mark Arum. Facebook, Mark Arum WSB. And Instagram at Mark Arum. Snapchat now, Mark Arum Show. We're off tomorrow. See you Wednesday. In the meantime, go to sleep, little baby.
Go to sleep, you little baby.
Guests of the Mark Arum Show stay at the All Suite Omni Hotel, located in the heart of Chicago's Magnificent Mile.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.